10 Minutes from Normal by Karen Hughes, read by Karen Hughes with Robert Hughes.
The rhythmic rocking of the train felt unnatural, slow, and lethargic, a marked contrast to the hyperactivity of the just-finished Republican National Convention. A convention is a riot of balloons, speeches, people, and parties, but suddenly the noise had stopped. Someone had slammed on the brakes, and we were on a slow roll across the Midwest, seeing only the occasional cow. The convention had been a great success, the moment we had all been working toward, when we nominated my boss as the Republican candidate for President of the United States of America. A culmination, a celebration. Yet like so many big events in a presidential campaign, oddly unsatisfying. The planning and organizing that had led to that moment had been years in the making. The past several months had been devoted almost entirely to building toward the convention, writing the speech, organizing the themes, planning every scripted moment of national television coverage. But then, before we were able to truly savor or absorb it all, it was over, and we were back on the trail, or in this case, the train track, always on to the next thing. A presidential campaign is relentless. You win a straw poll, or a primary, or a debate, or the daily news headline, and wake up to people already talking and asking about the next one. You win in Iowa, lose in New Hampshire, and get back on track in South Carolina, only to lose in Michigan 3 days later and wonder yet again, are we missing something? But you're on a plane to California where there's a debate coming up, then flying cross-country for next week's critical primary in Virginia. Once you start, the only way to stop is to lose. And that, of course, is not the way you want to get off of this train. The reporters on board were all restless. Through long stretches of rural Pennsylvania and across Ohio, their cell phones didn't work much of the time. Al Gore could have dropped out of the race and we wouldn't even...